Our listeners are no doubt aware of the recent Supreme Court simple majority decision to redefine the definition of marriage. There is a great deal that could and has been said on this matter, both religiously and politically. It is not the intent of this segment to delve into the possible religious ramifications of the decision. However, I have included in the Daily Bread document section two links for your further consideration of the issue. One, the Supreme Court's opinions, and two, statements on the Supreme Court decision by David Barton. As has been referenced in many of our Daily Bread segments, Isaiah wrote of the moral decline which existed in the nation of Israel approximately 150 years before Judah was taken into the Babylonian captivity, saying, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. For Jehovah has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the donkey his master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that deal corruptly. They have forsaken Jehovah, they have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are estranged and gone backward." Isaiah 1, 2 through 4. And again, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, that justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him." Isaiah 5, 20 through 23. Israel had known and dealt with various forms of perversion in their history. One such event involved nearly the whole tribe of Benjamin, involving those who committed lewd acts of perversion or those who refused to hold those who did accountable. I encourage you to read an account of such in the recorded history of the Judges, chapters 19 and 20. Within the reading, you will encounter a statement regarding the intent of certain base fellows who beset the house round about, beating at the door. "And they spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, Bring forth the man that came into thy house, that we may know him." Judges 19:22. John Gill, a noted theologian, has this to say of the statement, "that we may know him." Not what manner of person he was, of what country and profession, whether he was going, and what business he had here, but that they might have carnal knowledge of him in an unnatural way, or commit that sin with him, which is commonly called sodomy. And the men of Sodom expressed their lust by the same word, Genesis 19:5. This error and the tribe of Benjamin's failure to adjudicate this action of lewdness and folly in Israel, Judges 20 and verse 6, nearly destroyed the tribe of Benjamin. The progressive nature of sin is not only seen in our society, but was attested to by Solomon, saying, "Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil." Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 11. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Jude, who said, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, having in like manner with these given themselves over to fornication and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the punishment of eternal fire." Jude 7.